How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. We were just talking about megabytes as we came on to speak to everyone.
Tom spoke to me like I understood what they were talking about.
I said it's just 24 megabytes, thinking that that's something that everybody works in. But of course, I don't know what that means either. But, you know, we all carry on like we do. Yeah, no idea.
I pretend.
Yeah.
I pretend. That I've got no idea. I don't understand technology at all, really.
No,
I like the
me
idea
neither.
Of it.
Of course, it's handy when it works, isn't it? But yeah.
But we're recording. Tom, you're coming to us from Northern Ireland.
Yes, I'm having the most fabulous time here in Northern Ireland. And I met a lovely fan of the show called Fiona yesterday in the hotel bar. And I said I'd give her a shout out. So,
hello, there
you
Fiona.
Go. Hi, Fiona. Thanks so much. And her lovely friend. And we had a nice chat. The hotel is lovely. And the weather's been beautiful. We went out into the countryside yesterday. We had the best lunch. We met lovely
people. What did you eat?
It was actually scampi and chips, yeah. But it was posh.
That's so nice, though.
Yeah, it was posh.
That's really nice.
Scampi and chips, yeah.
And Tom, tell the listener what you're doing today, because I'm quite jealous of that.
Well, today, of course, I said to Alfie, I'll take him to the Titanic Museum. So that's where we're going. We're going to the Titanic. And we're going to go into the museum, which I have been to a few years ago, and it was brilliant. And it had one of those green screen places where you have a photograph as though you're about to get on the Titanic. And
Yes, please.
But I was, of course, wearing a green T-shirt, so.
Of course,
I was just
you ruined
a head,
it for everyone.
A floating head, I ruined it for everyone. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Do you think they'll cover the story of Jack and Rose at all?
Alfie keeps asking this. He said, will it be like Disney where the characters, someone's dressed up as a character walking around talking to everyone?
I think I would love that.
I would too, but I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sorry.
Oh, because you know how much I love that film.
Yes, I did know how much you love that film. And of course,
Kate Winslet in that made a huge impact on a young Susie Ruffle.
Did she now? Did
yeah,
she?
Yeah, it was a real turning point for me.
Really? It turned you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think maybe. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. And it wasn't just because she had her boobs out.
Did she get those out at one point?
Yeah, she does. She gets out her megabytes. And he sketches her like one of his French girls. See, I would say that is the biggest indicator that you and I, that's the biggest difference between you and I, that you don't remember that Kate Winslet got her boobs out
Titanic. Not one bit.
And I would say that it made such an impact on me that if I don't really think of anything, that is the scene that plays in my head. That's my screensaver.
Really? The Celine Dion music?
Yeah, sure. But to be honest, I don't actually love that song. I prefer the music from Titanic, you know, like...
What, the string quartet?
Yeah, all that sort of thing.
Oh,
that lovely hymn that they sing.
For Those in Peril on the Sea. Lovely.
Oh, I love that hymn.
Yeah.
I like a hymn.
I love a hymn.
Well, we know that, darling.
Well, he's loved a lot of hymns in his time.
Let me tell you, he gets through those hymns. He doesn't. It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Well, I'm very excited for you.
Oh.
And we're doing a little batch recording because you're going on holiday. So, you know, in a few weeks, maybe you can update us on what the experience was like.
Oh, you know,
boarding
Susie,
the Titanic.
You know I will. You know I will.
Well, that's the thing, because you know I want to know.
I know. Have you?
Need to know.
You've never been?
No, I haven't. But I'm just about to announce a tour show in Belfast.
Oh, then you'll.
And similar to you, I'm going to take my mum as well.
Oh, great!
And so I think me and mum will probably go there for the afternoon.
Yeah, she'll love it. It's really good. Yeah. I've been before, as I say. And I remember
do they have the headsets?
Well, you have the option of paying more if you want to have a person take you round. But I said, no, thank you, because we love an audio guide.
We love an audio guide. And the thing is with a person is I feel like it's probably... Well, also it could be very hit and miss. If you had a really good person that was sort of quite witty.
Oh, then fun, fantastic, yeah.
Great, but what a start of a beautiful friendship. But if you've got someone that's like a bit more, you know, dowdy.
Oh, forget it, yeah.
Ruin your day.
You'll ruin your day. And you can't, as I say, you can't get away, can you? You can't just be like, I'm bored of this, I'm leaving. So
I'm bored of you, I'm leaving.
I'm bored of this, I can't bear it. Where's the gift shop? So what we've got is audio sets, and I haven't bought anything else. I didn't get the souvenir program in advance because I thought, well, we can get it if we like it, but we don't have to sign up to it.
Yeah, also,
tickets.
I don't know that you need an... Did you need... I mean, you might need a program, I mean...
Yeah, when are you going to look at that again?
That's the thing, isn't it?
I hope they have things about the table settings, but of course, that's typical me. You know,
well, I imagine they might have... I bet they've got a posh bit...
I hope
so. In the shop, behind glass. And I think if I had to guess, or indeed, if someone got in touch with me and said, Susie, you're the obvious choice to be the buyer for the gift shop, which I'd say, of course I am. I've got a lot of market research history. Market research, is that what I mean? You know what I mean. I've done my market research, that's what I mean. I would get, you know those napkin holders, those sort of silver hoops?
Oh, I like those. You can get those in charity shops, Susie. I've got some of those.
Tom, I'm not saying that you can't. I'm saying I feel like that's the sort of thing that they might sell.
Oh, Suze, I'm sorry. I thought I was like, I can get you those.
I can hook you up.
I'll get you a napkin ring any day of the week.
Oh, Tom, you're such a good friend.
I think of everything, don't I? That they do sell things like that. I remember that scene, Just Work from the Outside In. Is she American in it?
I don't know what you're talking about. And I've seen that film quite a lot of times. What?
With the cutlery, when he comes up to
class. Sorry. The way that you said that made it sound like it was a number. You just work from the outside in.
Oh, that would have been good if there'd been a musical of it, yeah?
Yeah.
You're
thinking
that.
Of Molly Brown, the unsinkable Molly Brown.
Oh, yeah.
Mother would call her New Money.
That's it, isn't it? Yes. Is that that's the woman who's on the table with them?
Yes, played by Kathy Bates.
Bates. Are the lifeboats seated according to class? Alfie
yes.
likes to quote that at me quite a lot when I get a bit on my high horse.
Oh, does he? That's good.
Yeah.
That's good. I said that when I got onto a boat a little while ago.
Oh.
And yeah, no one got it. And then I sounded like a bit of a dick.
What?
Yeah, I mean, Alice laughed, but you know what? She's so supportive.
She's so encouraging. Were there other gays on that particular boat
that's
trip?
No, the thing. There was one other gay who smirked.
Probably too scared, too shy to reach out.
Too shy.
Where was this boat trip you went on? I don't remember you talking about this.
Oh, I went on a friend's 40th on a boat.
Oh.
We went up and down some canals. It was nice.
Oh, up and down some canals on like a narrow boat?
Yes.
Oh, I would like to do that. Oh, for dinner.
It was nice. It was nice. Quite expensive, you know, for what it was. That's what my mum would say.
For what it was, yeah, when you break it down. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just a bit of Rosie and Jim, isn't it?
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But I like Rosie and Jim, so there you are. Now, Tom, we must mention something.
Yes, feel free. What is it?
I think the week that this goes out, you're going to be 40.
I'm afraid I'm going to be 40, everybody. I'm
don't
old
be afraid.
Now. No, I'm not actually. I'm really looking forward to it. I take no umbrage, that doesn't make sense. I'm not worried about being 40. I've enjoyed my 30s and I'm grateful to be turning 40. And also I felt the older I've got, the more I've known myself and the more serene my life has been. So I hope that continues. Mm.
Well, I think it will. I think that, I mean, from everyone says that 40s are great. Jen Brister, friend of the show, friend of ours, she always says, oh, you think your 30s are good, wait till you get to your 40s, they're so much better.
Oh, she's good like that, isn't
and she's
she?
She's wise. She's sage.
She is very wise. Very wise is Jan. Jan?
Jan. Who the fuck's Jan?
Jan. Jan. Dear friend, Jan. Jan is very wise.
You've only known her a decade.
I think we both share a love of Christopher Cross, the singer who you may know from If You Get Caught Between the Moon and New York City. Well, Jen and I are big fans of Christopher Cross's other works. and we often talk about Christopher Cross. Maybe you're a Christopher Cross fan as well out there.
I don't even know who it is, now. But I know that song. If you get caught between the moon and New York City.
That's that one. Actually written
What's
by Burt
Bacharach.
What's his other numbers? Other numbers
are... Oh, he was good. Is he still alive, Burt Bacharach?
No, recently died, Suze. Can't believe it.
Oh, so sorry.
The family love this show. That'll really upset them. they're obsessed, in fact. Christopher Cross, I'm trying to think what else you might know. My favourite one by him is called Sailing. It's not the Rod Stewart one. I do not like that
right.
one at all. It's the...
That's very nice, because his family are huge fans of this show.
They are. They were until now. Sorry, Penny. But
Penny.
Penny, if you're listening, it's nothing personal. I just
Penny,
don't like that
song. Can you hear me?
Oh, that's lovely.
Very nice.
But Sailing by Christopher Cross is very relaxing. Makes me feel very... It's almost sort of yacht rock, you know? So...
Yacht rock, is that what you'd listen to
almost
sort of whilst you're in a bikini on the front of of a nice boat?
It's a whole genre. Oh, look it up, Suze. Look it up on a playlist.
Oh, I didn't even know. I had no idea.
You'll enjoy it. You'll enjoy it.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. I had no idea.
Yeah. Oh, you'll like it. Yeah, you'll like it. So I'm turning 40 and I'm going to be more into my gardening. I'm going to be more into just taking life a bit slower and just enjoying myself and relaxing. I don't want to go to things. I was talking to Viv Groskop yesterday on her podcast.
Oh, I like Viv.
She's so lovely, Viv.
I haven't seen her in years.
She's such a great person, such a great interviewer. And she said, what we were saying about it's her podcast, but about happy and powerful. Like, what does it mean to be happy and powerful? And I thought, and I said in the end, I think for me, it's being able to leave the party when I want to leave it and not staying just for the sake of it. And
oh, that is good.
I thought I was quite proud of myself, really.
Oh, Tom, that's really good, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's hard, though, isn't it? Because sometimes you go to these things and someone gives you a drink and then you have another drink and then the next thing you know, it's 4 o'clock in the morning and you're, you know, you moved on to another bar, another club.
Another suitcase in another hall.
Another suitcase in another hall. I think, gosh, I only popped out for a leaving do.
Well, yeah, and then that's it, isn't it?
That's it. Your life's in tatters.
Join the circus.
Exactly. Well, I'm going to be in Greece for my birthday. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that's very nice. Mm. I think it's very nice. I was disappointed, of course, not to do something for your birthday. So instead, you came to mind, didn't you, a couple of days ago?
Well, we did do something. We had the best time. It was lovely. I brought my mother down to the
of
new
course.
Home.
And your Alfie.
And Alfie, of course, we came down.
Of course.
We had a lovely, lovely time. And we sat in the garden and we had pizza, which is my favourite.
And you
food.
Were very surprised about the cake, weren't you?
Well, I was learning to be surprised, yes, because one of the chefs was not still...
Let slip.
Still struggling with the concept of surprises. But I think I prefer surprises when they're this way round.
Yeah, well, so we had gone and bought Alpha cake earlier in the day, and
you bought Alpha cake or Mia cake?
No, sorry, Tom. Fuck.
Oh.
It's been Alfie's birthday. Sorry. The babe and I had gone to get Thomas Paul Allen a cake for his 40th birthday.
Yes.
And we found a nice one, white chocolate and raspberry jam, if you're interested. Nice sponge. Yeah. Very soft. And So the babe was like, why are we getting cake? And I said, it's Tom's birthday. It's Tom's birthday. Okay. But he can't know about the cake. No. He can't know about the cake. The cake's got to be a secret. Okay. I can tell Alfie about the cake. Yeah, you can tell Alfie about the cake. I can tell Irene about the cake. Yeah, you can tell Irene about the cake. You can't tell Tom. Okay. So then she had a little nap before you guys arrived so that it should be on good form.
Oh.
Anyway, then I get her out of bed about half an hour before you guys arrive. And she, first thing she says, oh, we've got cake. I can't tell Tom. I can tell Irene and Alf. Yes, that's right. Then, of course, you knock on the door. The procession is Alf, then Irene, then Thomas. And the babe was like, I mean, audibly to the majority of the street, I'd say, says, Alfie, Irene, we've got a cake, but we can't tell Tom. Which, it was really funny, wasn't it? We all just rolled about.
She was, because you said it in a way that was like, but you can't tell Tom. She was very, very insistent. even though
I'm
I was being very grown up. Very important, very grown up task. I was very much in earshot.
I mean, I think the Greater Brighton area was in earshot.
Yes, and they were delighted. I'd had to practice my surprise face, which the baby told me basically involved just opening my mouth really wide and going, ah.
Yes.
So.
It was a great surprise face.
It was a lovely surprise. A lovely, lovely surprise. I wouldn't have had
any
other
way. And then she kept leaning over the table and saying, don't tell Tom about the cake. When can we have the cake? And then literally, as she's eating her dinner, cake soon? We're going to have Tom's cake soon. Yes, we're going to have Tom's cake soon.
So funny.
Adorable.
Adorable. I could have, I could have chatted to her all day.
What did you teach her, which she hasn't stopped saying?
Yes, what has she been saying?
Well, Tom, what do you think she's been saying? What did you teach her?
I just think it's important that children learn camp phrases as quickly as possible.
And languages,
I think you can get a long way with that. So I taught her the phrase, ooh la la.
Yes, which now... It is hilarious because she's three and every time you put something down in front of her to eat, she goes, ooh la la. It's so high camp. I love it. Ooh la la.
Ooh la la.
And it's been
ooh, la, la.
Really... jumped out of bed, poked her head around the door. Mummy, ooh la la. Then runs off giggling. Thinks it's the funniest thing.
And she said it out in public because I quite like it to be something she explains. Oh, good.
Well, you know, our neighbour Robert, he's lovely and he calls her Poppet, but she doesn't really understand sort of nicknames yet. So now she calls him Poppet. But he's like a man in his 70s. So he'll go, hello, Poppet. And she'll go, hello, Poppet. So now I just need to her to say, ooh la la, Poppet.
Ooh la la, Poppet. Yeah. Oh, who is this man again?
This is the man. Two doors down, we're laughing and drinking and having a party. Two doors down. Lovely, lovely name.
Lovely people. Because I met the next
lovely
door neighbour.
Lovely people. Yes, of course.
And he's very nice. Got a lovely dog. Oh, we had such a lovely time meeting everybody. It was so happy.
Mm. Yes. So and happy. They even recognised your mum from the Chelsea Flower Show.
Oh, yes, they did. Yeah, that was nice.
I think your mum was quite thrilled about that.
Oh, yeah, she enjoyed that. Don't worry about that, yeah. She loved
it. Tom, your birthday, it's so soon. And it's very exciting. And I just hope that you get a lovely rest.
Oh, thank
you. Have some nice downtime.
Well, I'm going to go to Greece and I'm going to sit on a balcony with my mum and Alfie and my best friend from school, Bree. And it's her family house we're going to, and she's going to get in all the food and stuff. So that's what I'm going to do on my birthday. And I'm not overthinking it beyond that. I'm just going to have a lovely, relaxed time, and I can't wait.
Yeah, Tom, you don't need to overthink it.
Yeah, that's what I like to
do. It's just a day, isn't it?
It's just a day.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's nice to celebrate, but also it's just a day. There's that great line from one of Self Esteem's songs.
Oh, yeah.
And it can sort of apply to birthdays as well, I think. But she says, getting married isn't the biggest day of your life, or the days that you get to have a big.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
And I love that.
We should remember that, shouldn't we?
We should.
Nice. Being here in Northern Ireland has been lovely because it's been nice to celebrate like the end of this leg of the tour and also the upcoming birthday. And so, you know, any excuse to sort of... just do whatever it is, like, oh, it's your birthday. Just have a nice, you know, stop for a nice meal or something. It's just all like, oh, it's lovely. Everything's lovely. And it's important to be like
that
all the time.
All the time, won't we? Yeah.
It's true.
I don't think people lie. I don't know how many people have a deathbed. Mm. Feels like an unnecessary thing to have in. But
well, I bought mine the other day. And to be honest, it is using a lot of space. Yeah, it's using up a lot of space in the kitchen.
But you always say that, don't you, about shoes and beds? Spend money on both, because if you're not in one, you're in the other.
That's right. Good advice, that, isn't it?
That's great advice. Who gave you that advice?
I can't remember. Probably a bed shop.
A bed shop that sold shoes?
Yeah, probably. And my other favourite bit of advice, actually, which ties in with what we're saying, is never save anything for best.
Yes, couldn't agree more.
I think that's very true, because otherwise you save it for best, you never use it. And then... And then you know, the time passes and it's, you know, it doesn't fit or it doesn't, it's not the style if it's clothing or, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
You're so
buy
scared
it,
of
wear it straight away.
Buy it. Honestly, wear it straight away as soon as possible.
Did you used to sometimes wear your shoes out of the shop when you were a child?
Oh yes, wear them home and convinced that certain shoes made me run faster.
Were you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, wow! Do you still think that now?
Yeah, that's why I've got those Brogues. I thought they were aerodynamic.
I'm fastest in Crocs.
Don't run in Crocs, Susie. Oh goodness, that's a health and safety nightmare. I won't be able to sleep now.
Well, Tom, happy birthday. I'm sure that I'm not the only one. I'm sure that everyone listening would also wish you a happy birthday.
Well, that's
very kind. I love you very much. I treasure our friendship.
I'm very grateful to have such good friends and such wonderful times. So thank you. And yeah, well, I'll keep everyone posted. Don't you worry.
Keep everyone posted. Okay, well, listen, I think that's brought us to the end of our other mini pod.
Yes.
We'll be back with a longer one soon. Said the actress to the bishop. But we're always here for you. If you want to get in touch, the email is hello@lightmannedfriendspod.com.
Exactly.
And Tom, you'll probably be finishing up your holiday when we get to this one.
Yes, probably. Just coming back from Greece now. And can't wait to update you on all of that. So, yeah, absolutely. Yes. We've got lots to talk about, Suze. Lots and lots.
Haven't we just?
Haven't we?
You know. Haven't we just? Okay. Well, listen, if I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week.
Week. Yeah. Week. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Bye for now.
Bye. 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 Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.